Tear up the paper of the account of my sins. I don't ask for anything else. Sanchis Bhajan, Mera Kagaj Gunavala, page 70. You can do everything. You are all conscious. I am the one who makes faults, and I am not true to the salt. Becoming the philosopher's stone, liberate this iron. We cannot know your glory, nor can we recognize the divine light. Shoot the arrow of grace in our hearts. One day we have to leave this foreign country. The body is false. The Maya is false. O Lord, holding us by the arm, take us across. We are the sinners. We are the ones who make mistakes. O Lord, forgive us. We are the poor souls. Remove the pains of egoism. Shower grace on us and make us give up the sins. Make us do the Simran and Bhajan. O Kripalji, liberate this suffering, Ajab. Tear up the paper of the account of my sins. I don't ask for anything else. Merda Kagaj Gunavala, page 70.
Mera kagja guna bal par de aur kuch mangta nahi mera kagja guna bal par de और कुछ मांगदा नहीं तू समराता तू अंतर जामी मैं गुनगार हा निमा के हरामी तू समराता तू अंतर जामी मैं गुनगार हां निमा के हरामी बन के परास लोहे नुथार दे और कुछ मांग द नहीं मेरा कागज गुना भाल पार दे और कुछ मांग द नहीं तेरी महिमा जान न साकी नूर इलाही पहचान न साकी तेरी महिमा जान न साकी नूर इलाही पहचान न साकी तिर दे याद कलेजे विच मार दे और कुछ मांग द नहीं मेरा कागज गुना बाल पार दे और कुछ मांग द नहीं चदन एक दिन देश पराया जूती खाया जूती माया चढ़ना एक दिन देश पराया जूती खाया जूती माया बाहो फार पिय कर पार दे और कुछ मांग द नहीं मेरा कागज Gunapal Parde Aur Kuch Mangda Nahi Asi Papiha O Gunahare Bakshodata Jiva Vichare Asi Papiha O Gunahare Bakshodata Jiva Vichare Home Hangit De Tukare Nivarde Aur Kuch Mangda Nahi Mera Kagja Guna Phal Parde Aur Kuch Mangda Nahi Deya Karo Sato Papa Chudavo Simran Bhajan Da Jape Karavo Deya Karo Sato Papa Chudavo Simran Bhajan Da Jap Karavo Kirpal Ji Tu Kiye Ajaib Nutar De Aur Kuch Mangda Nahi Mera kagja guna vale parde Aur kuch mangda nahi
Shower grace on us and make us give up the sins. Make us do Simran and Bhajan. O Kripalji, liberate this suffering Ajab. Tear up the paper of the account of my sins. I don't ask for anything else. One brief announcement. Earlier this month, our brother and Kripal initiate, Bill Myers, left the body at Piario home. There will be a memorial service here in the hall on Wednesday, May 17th at 2 p.m. So we'll continue in our reading of Russell's book, Stumbling Toward God, The Years with Ajab. And this is the section given the title Of God and the Guru. Russell says, this talk was given on May 10th, 1977, on a hymn of Sajobai, the great woman saint of 19th century India, whom Sanchi admired. And we will begin with lines from the hymn. I may leave God, but I will not forget the Master. I will not consider God equal to my Master. Sanchi says, this is the bani of Sajobai, and her master was Charan Das. She was so intoxicated in the love of her master that she forgot God. She didn't even remember that there is something called God, but she always remembered her master. Those who have caught the master, those who have loved the master, they have been able to love God. But those who have tried to love God without the help of a guru have not been able to do it. Sukhdev Muni was the son of Vedvyasa, who was a great rishi, the reputed author of the Mahabharata. And he had knowledge right from the time when he was in the womb of his mother. It's said that God suspended the action of Maya for 5 seconds so that he could be born. He had access to the inner planes and heavens from birth. But when he went into the region of Lord Vishnu, he was thrown out because he did not have any master over his head. He was very proud that his father was Vedvyasa, who was called a Yogishwar, or great yogi. And because of that, he thought that he didn't need any guru or master. So when he was thrown out from Vishnupuri, he came to Vedvyasa and asked him, "They won't allow me to enter that heaven. Do I also need some master or guru?" Vedvyasa said, "Yes. The law is the same for everybody, whether he is the son of a rishi or a muni or anyone. This law is applicable to everybody because it is made by God himself. No man has made this law. God himself has put the guru in between him and the soul." Then Sukhdev asked Vedvyasa whom he should accept as his master. Vedvyasa replied, "At the present time, only King Janak is a perfect saint, and only he has been given permission from God to give out the knowledge of Nam, the practice for the realization of God." Now, Sukhdev Muni was a renunciate, and King Janak was a householder. And he thought, "I'm a renunciate. How can I take a householder as my guru?" It is said in his history that he was born as an avatar with 12 supernatural powers. So, he would go to King Janak, but he kept coming back without getting initiation because he was always thinking something bad about King Janak. And each time he came back, he lost one of his supernatural powers. Because this is the law of nature, that if we criticize or abuse any Mahatma or beloved of God, we lose whatever we have. So in that way, as he was losing his supernatural powers, Rishi Narada had pity on him and wanted to make him aware of what he was doing. So Rishi Narada created a false river and disguised himself as an old man. And when Sukhdev Muni was passing by, Narada began throwing basketfuls of sand into that river. When Sukhdev Muni came there and he saw this, he said, "Old man, what are you doing? You are a fool. This is not the way to build a dam. First, you should arrange some logs of wood, then place some big rocks among them, and after that, you should put sand on it. If you simply go on throwing in sand, that will just be washed away by the flow of the river, and your time will be wasted. You won't be able to build this dam in a lifetime." And then Rishi Narada told Sukhdev Muni, "You are looking at what I am losing, but there is a bigger fool than I am, and he is Sukhdev Muni, the son of Vedvyasa. He does not realize that through criticizing a saint, he has lost 10 of his 12 supernatural powers." When Sukhdev Muni heard that, he was stunned and he fainted dead away. When he regained consciousness, he saw that there was no river and no Rishi Narada. He became conscious of a great loss, and he started off to see King Janak to get initiation. But he was still very proud that he was a renunciate, and he could not understand how a householder could initiate into the Nam, or how a householder could be the master of a renunciate. But he went, and in the courtyard of King Janak's palace, he put down his piece of cloth and one small drinking vessel, his only possessions. He left them in the courtyard and then went to see King Janak. As soon as he met him, a servant came in and reported to King Janak, "Maharaji, the cantonment is burning." Hearing that, King Janak was not even surprised, and he said, "It is God's will." Now Sukhdev Muni thought that in the cantonment other people's husbands and other people's sons are living. If his own sons were living in the cantonment, he would have gone to extinguish the fire, or he would have made some arrangement to save them. But he's not an able king because he's not worried about his people. Then another servant came and he reported, "Maharaji, now the city is on fire." And again King Janak replied, "It is God's will." And again Sukhdev Muni thought, "This is not a good king, because he's not doing anything to put out the fire." Then another servant came and reported, "Maharaji, now your own palace is burning." Hearing that, King Janak was still not affected, and he again said, "It is God's will." But Sukhdev Muni remembered that he had left his cloth and small vessel in the courtyard of the palace, and he became very concerned about them. He immediately started running to go and get them. But King Janak stopped him and said, "Now, you tell me, who is the renunciate and who is the worldly man? Are you a renunciate who is concerned about that small vessel and that piece of cloth, which is not worth 1 rupee? You tell me who is the renunciate and who is the householder." And hearing that, Sukhdev Muni had no reply. Up to now, in the present Iron Age, saints have come with grace and mercy. They initiate souls without testing them. But in the previous ages, saints gave initiation to their disciples only after putting them through very hard tests. At that time, King Janak refused to give initiation to Sukhdev Muni and told him, "You will have to wait." He went back to his father, Vedvyasa, and told him, "Father, he won't give me initiation." So Vedvyasa replied, "My son, there is no substitute for it, because he is the only perfect saint, and you are to get initiation from him." And then he advised him, "Just as you were criticizing and thinking ill of King Janak, now you have to repent for that, and you will have to develop humility." And Sukhdev Muni learned that lesson. It is said that he waited for 12 years in the garbage dump outside King Janak's palace. He stood there, and he allowed that garbage to fall on his head, and in that way, he developed humility. Regarding him, Guru Nanak Sahib writes in his Bani, "He allowed that dirt to fall on his head for 12 years, but he didn't allow his mind to criticize King Janak, because he wanted Nam very badly, and he knew that this was only the punishment for his wild mind." So after 12 years, he got initiation from King Janak. And when he came back to his home, his father asked him, "Did you get the initiation from your master, King Janak?" And he replied, "Yes, I got it." Then his father asked him, "How is your master? What is he like?" And Sukhdev didn't reply. So Vedvyasa asked, "Is he like the sun?" Then Sukhdev replied, "Yes, he is radiant like the sun, but the sun has heat. He is without heat." Then Vedvyasa asked him, "Is he like the moon?" And Sukhdev Muni replied, "Yes, he is cool like the moon, but The moon has a stain. My master is stainless. And then he said, how can I praise my master? He is himself. Whatever he is, he is. I don't have a tongue with which I can praise my master because he is all in all. He is perfect. He is all-pervading. Similarly, in this hymn, Sajobhai says, I cannot forget my master. I can forget or I can give up God, but I cannot forget or give up my master. Because I have not seen God, but I am seeing my master. He is before me. And lines from the hymn, God gave me birth in this world. Master finished my births and deaths. This does not mean that Sajobhai does not respect God or that she's saying something bad about him, but she's presenting the truth. She says, God sent me into this world, but Master has liberated me from the coming and going of this world. So why should I love and remember that God who sent me into the world? I will love and remember only that Master who has finished my cycle of births and deaths, my cycle of coming and going to and from this world. And from the hymn, God gave me the company of five thieves. Master saw that I was an orphan and freed me from them. Now Sajobhai says, what has that God done for me? He gave me five dacoits within myself. Now you can see that if even one dacoit or one thief is coming into our house, he does not leave anything behind. He takes whatever we have. So what to say about the five dacoits? And she says, God gave me five dacoits, but what has God done for me? Master understood me as an orphan, and he saved me from all these five dacoits. After giving me Nam, he saved me from them. Lust, anger, greed, attachment, and egoism. They are the five dacoits, or bandits, and they're very good dacoits. They're arising from within us, and they are destroying us from within. So Kabir Sahib says, awake, traveler. In your town, the thieves are coming. All the people who are sleeping, wake up. In your own town, the dacoits and thieves are coming. And seeing them sleep, they are carrying away their wealth. Lust, anger, greed, attachment, and egoism trouble those who forget their real wealth after coming into this world. Only they are tortured by these five dacoits. So Sajobhai says, I don't want to remember God, because God attached me to the five dacoits. But my master understood. My master had pity on me, saw that I was an orphan, and he saved me from these five dacoits. And again from the hymn, God threw me into the snare of family. Master has cut the shackles of attachment. Now, Sajobhai says, what else has God put within me? The desire to have a family. You see, when we come into this world, and especially after we grow up, we try to have a family. We always want to have relatives. We ourselves know that there's no happiness in a wife. There's no happiness in a family. There's no happiness in worldly affairs. But still, we are very much attached to all these things. So she says, God filled me with the desire of having a family, but Master cuts the shackles of the attachment from within. Master says that neither your family, nor your sons and daughters, nor even your body, nor any of your wealth, your worldly wealth, are going to accompany you. The only thing which is going to accompany you is your master, the Shabad or Nam. And from the hymn, God involved me in pleasure and pain, uniting with him, master liberated me from pleasure and pain. Now she says, what has God done for me? God brought me into this body and then gave me disease. He kept pleasures in me. And the more I enjoyed the pleasures, the more my body enjoyed the pleasures, the more the disease kept coming into my body. But Master showed me the practice of union, and he united me with God. From the hymn, God deluded me with the theory of good and bad deeds. Master made me realize my own self. Now, Sajobhai says, after that, what did God tell me? God told me that if you do good deeds, you will go to heaven. And if you do bad deeds, you will go to hell. And according to his instructions, I was always coming and going to and from the hells and the heavens. And I was involved in only this coming and going. But when my master came and I met him, he neither showed me the heavens nor talked about hell. He showed me the light of my own soul. Now, Rabia Basri was a Muslim saint, and she says in her writing, O God, if it was in my control, I would have burnt all your heavens and thrown out all your hells into the ocean so that no one would do your devotion with the desire of going to heaven or the fear of burning in hell. Whoever did your devotion would do it only for the love of uniting with you. Again from the hymn, God hid himself from me, but Master made me see him burning in the lamp of divine light within me. Now Sajobhai says, what has God done for me? God hid himself within me so that I was not aware of him. He didn't tell me that he was hiding within me, and even though he was there, I was still coming and going in this world. I was not liberated from this world. But when I met the Master, Master lit the lamp of knowledge within me, and he showed me that my God, my beloved, was within me. And she says further, what else has God done? He made many rishis and munis, many hermits, many holy places of pilgrimage. And it was preached by those priests that these are holy places, and those who come here, and those who do these particular rites and rituals, only they will get heaven in their next life. But who knows where one will be in his next life? Still, I was involved in that illusion, and that was made by God himself, but when I met my master, Master cleaned up all my illusions because he showed me the truth. Now, Sajobhai's master was Charan Das, and she says, I sacrifice my body, my mind for my master because I need him. I can forget God, but I cannot give up my master because I need him. So in this hymn, Sajobhai has lovingly differentiated between God and the Guru. She has very clearly explained to us how God brought her into this world and into this body and how the guru liberated her from this body, and how he cut the cycle of births, the coming and going from this world. She has explained how God involves the soul with the five dacoits, and how the master comes and saves the soul from those five dacoits. How God traps the soul in the snare of family and worldly relations, and how master cuts the shackles of attachment. In this way, Sejo Bhai has pointed out the difference between God and the master. And that is why she says, I can forget God, but I cannot forget the master. Because my master has done so many things for me in comparison to the work of God. And that finished that talk of Sanchi's. And Russell, we go back to Russell's commentary now. So Russell says, sometimes people, especially in the West, have difficulty with the point of Sejo Bhai's hymn. The German missionary, a Dr. Trump, who translated the Guru Granth Sahib, which is the writings of the great Sikh gurus and others who taught Sant Mat, when he translated it into English, he thought that what the holy book taught was man worship. He did not, of course, think that about the New Testament, although a non-Christian might have the same problem with that. But all of this misses the point. As Sanchi used to say regarding his love for and worship of Kripal, if someone gives you a treasure of gold, do you thank the gold or the one who gave it to you? And Swamiji Maharaj, a seminal master of the past, and who was Sanchi's spiritual great-great-grandfather, put it this way. Ishvar, the creator, is said to pervade everywhere in the higher as well as the lower regions, but nobody finds him. What practical benefit for us can accrue from his being omnipotent when no one can realize him in that form? But when the Lord takes the form of a Satguru, he shows himself to the people and, out of his grace, reveals to them, the technique by the proper use of which they gain their real home and see his real form. Which then is the greater, the living Satguru or the all-pervading form which cannot help anybody? We will leave off at that point. And one final reading. This is Sanchi's song to Kripal. Sanchi says, or sings, the name of God is a beautiful fragrant tree. Beloved ones, Master has planted that tree within me. Daily, watering it with the water of satsang, beloved ones, he made it flourish wonderfully. The tree within me has given the fragrance of Nam. Beloved ones, it increased and is now bearing fruit. Long live beautiful Master Kripal. Beloved ones, it is he who has planted this tree. Through the remembrance of Kripal, many sinners have been liberated. Ajab says, never stop bowing at Kripal's feet. O Master of Masters, listen to my plea. I have only one request, my beloved. I will never find another like you, but you will find thousands like me. Do not turn me away from thy door, O beloved. Do not look at the account of my faults. If I had no faults, my beloved, then whom would you have forgiven? I am your guilty one at each and every step. I'm full of faults moment after moment. Beloved Master, forgive me. I was useless. Who paid attention to me? Then I found Master Kripal Singh, who made my body useful. If I were someone else's child, I would have been bankrupt of devotion. But Master Kripal had mercy on me and gave me this immeasurable wealth. My lips are saturated with his bani. Tears fall from my eyes. In the separation from my guru, I'm suffering day and night. I sigh. When will I see Kripal? At this thought, my heart is breaking. When will that day return, when I will have his darshan ceaselessly? If I don't have his darshan tomorrow, my mind won't rest on this earth. Only Master Kripal can relieve Ajab of his pain. To you, I offer my prayers. I am your lover in heart and soul. Nanak and the others sing your praises. I am nobody. And we'll continue with a satsang talk that Sanchi gave here at Sant Bani in 1990. And this talk was given the title, The Master Comes for Everyone.
ਪੂਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਬਣਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਦੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਬਣਨ ਦੀ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਅ ਸੋਲ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਅ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਓਨਲੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਰੀਚਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਤਪੁਰਸ਼ ਐਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਬਿਕਮਿੰਗ ਵਨ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸਤਪੁਰਸ਼ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਰੀਚਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਬਿਕਮਿੰਗ ਵਨ ਵਿਦ ਸਤਪੁਰਸ਼ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸ ਆਫ ਬਿਕਮਿੰਗ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ
ਗੁਰੂਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਰਟੀਆਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਣਾਉਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਗੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਬਣੇ ਬਣਾਏ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਇੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਆ ਕੇ ਸਖਤ ਕਾਲਨਾ ਕਾਲਦੇ ਹੈ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਡੈਮੋਸਟ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇਣ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਕਿ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਸਖਤ ਕਾਲਨਾ ਕਾਲ ਕੇ ਹੀ ਹਰ ਚੀਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਬਗੈਰ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਬੱਚਾ ਪੈਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਬਗੈਰ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਤੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਵਸਤੂ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ
ਦ ਪਾਰਟੀਜ਼ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਮੇਕ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਆਲਰੇਡੀ ਮੇਡ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਪ੍ਰੀਪੇਅਰਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਗਿਨਿੰਗ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਆਫਟਰ ਈਵਨ ਦੋ ਦੇ ਆਰ prepared from the very beginning, but still when they come into this world, they work very hard, and in order to give the demonstration to the people, and in order to teach the people that unless you work hard, you cannot achieve anything. Even in the world, you have to work very hard to achieve anything. That is why they work very hard. They meditate a great deal here, because you know that not even a child is born without enduring the pain, without suffering the pain. In the same way, one cannot realize God without bearing the pain, without suffering the pain, and without working hard in the meditation.
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪੂਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੰਮਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਮਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਤਾਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਪੂਰਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਰਵਾਹ ਨਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਨਾਮ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਈਦਰ ਵੀ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਪਾਸਟ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਇਨਵੋਲਵ ਇਨ ਦ ਬਰਥ ਐਂਡ ਡੈਥ ਔਰ ਵੀ ਗੋਟ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਬਟ ਵੀ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਐਪਰੀਸ਼ੀਏਟ ਹਿਮ ਵੀ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਡੂ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਐਜ਼ ਪਰ ਹਿਸ ਇਨਸਟਰਕਸ਼ਨਸ
ਪੂਰਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਨਾ ਮਿਲਾ ਪਰਮਤ ਪੌਜਾਰ ਮੈਂ ਤੋ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਪਾਇਆ ਜਾਉਂ ਬਲੇਹਾਰ
ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਕੋਈ ਪਰੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਸੱਚਾਈ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਨਾਮ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਝੁਠਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਿਆ ਇਹ ਉਸੇ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਬਣ ਗਿਆ ਉਸੇ ਸੱਚਾਈ ਨੂੰ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਗਿਆ
ਆਫਨ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਔਰ ਦ ਵੇ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਔਰ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਅ ਫੇਰੀ ਟੇਲ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਰਿਐਲਿਟੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਫਾਲੋਡ ਦ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਡਨ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਗੋਨ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਹੈਜ਼ ਐਵਰ ਸੈਡ that it is a false path because he who has followed the teachings of the path he who has practiced he has become of the path and he has become of the path.
Sare log naam leke aale vich nahi rakh dende ge, japde vi hai, koi doctor to dawai le ke khanda vi hai.
Not everyone after receiving the initiation keeps it in a side and not meditate. Not everyone after getting the medicine from the doctor just leaves it in one side. There are some people, those who meditate. There are people, those after receiving the medicine from the doctor, use it.
So Swami Ji Maharaj kehnde hai, mainu Satguru shabd roop andar mil gaya hai. Main vaar vaar usse qurban jana hai, balihar jana hai.
So Swami Ji Maharaj here says that I have met with the shabd form of the Satguru within. I sacrifice myself on him again and again.
Guru Angad Dev Ji Maharaj kehnde hai, jeh so chanda ugve, sure chade hajar, ete chanan hundeya, gur bin kor andar.
Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj said that even if hundreds or thousands of suns and moon were to rise, but still without the master, it would be all deep darkness.
Main to sat gur paaya jaun balehar jiyon chakor chanda gahe rahun roop nihar.
Swami Ji Maharaj kehnde hai meri ki halat hai, kehnde jis tarah chakor di chandrama naal ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਚੰਦਰਮਾ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਚਕੋਰ ਉਹਦੀ ਟਿਕ ਟਿਕੀ ਧਿਆਨ ਲਗਾ ਕੇ ਬੈਠ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਵੇਂ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਚੰਦਰਮਾ ਉੱਪਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਦੂਸਰੀ ਸਾਈਡ ਨੂੰ, ਚਕੋਰ ਅੱਖ ਬੰਦ ਕਰਕੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਗਾ, ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਉਹਦੀ ਗਰਦਨ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਦੁੱਖ ਜਾਵੇ.
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਮਾਈ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ. ਮਾਈ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੀ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਮੂਨ ਬਰਡ. ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਦਾ ਮੂਨ ਕਮਸ ਆਊਟ, ਦਾ ਮੂਨ ਬਰਡ ਸਟਾਰਟਸ ਗੇਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਦਾ ਮੂਨ. And as the moon goes on progressing, as the moon goes on moving, the moon bird also goes on moving his neck. He does not close his eyes, and he does not close his eyes even for a moment. Even if he gets tired, even if his necks get broken, but still he does not close his eyes because he always wants to look at the moon.
ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਰੂਪ ਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਿਲ ਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਫਿਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ. ਸਾਡੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਵੀ ਚਕੋਰ ਔਰ ਚੰਦਰਮਾ ਜੈਸੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ. ਜਿੱਧਰ ਜਿੱਧਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਪਰਛਾਵਾਂ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸੇਵਕ ਵੀ ਉਸੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਰ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਲੀਵ ਦ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ. ਵਾਂਸ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਵਿਦਇਨ ਐਂਡ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟ ਦ ਰੇਡੀਅੰਟ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਗਿਵ ਇਟ ਅਪ, ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਲੀਵ ਹਿਮ. ਆਵਰ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਲਸੋ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਮੂਨ ਬਰਡ. ਵੈਰੇਵਰ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਦ ਸ਼ੈਡੋ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਵੈਰੇਵਰ ਸੀ ਦ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਵੀ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਫਾਲੋ ਹਿਮ.
ਜਿਉਂ ਚਕੋਰ ਚੰਦਾ ਗਹੇ ਰਾਹੂੰ ਰੂਪ ਨਿਹਾਰ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸਰੂਪ ਹੈ ਰਹੀ ਅਰਸ਼ ਮੰਝਾਰ.
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਦੇਹ ਤਾਂ ਸਿਰਫ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਮਝਾਉਣ ਬੁਝਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਹੀ ਉਸਨੇ ਧਾਰਨ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ.
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਨਾਮ, ਹੀ ਲਿਵਸ ਇਨ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ, ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੇਕਨ ਅਪ ਦ ਬੋਡੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਟੂ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਟੂ ਅਸ.
ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸਰੂਪ ਹੈ ਰਹੀ ਅਰਸ਼ ਮੰਝਾਰ ਤੂੰ ਪੀ ਸੁਰਤ ਸਰੂਪ ਹੈ ਰਹੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੀ ਲਾਰ.
ਆ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਛੋਟੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਤਾਕਤ ਨਹੀਂ, ਤੂੰ ਵੀ ਸੁਰਤ ਸਰੂਪ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਅੰਸ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਵੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਹੋ. ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਲੋਹੇ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਗਰਾ ਟੀ ਪਕੜ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਤੂੰ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜ ਜਾ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਲ ਟੱਚ ਹੋ ਜਾ.
ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਹੀ ਸੇਸ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਐਡਰੈਸਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ, ਹੀ ਸੇਸ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਆਲਸੋ ਨਾਟ ਅ ਸਮਾਲ ਪਾਵਰ, ਯੂ ਆਰ, ਯੂਰ ਫਾਰਮ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੁਰਤ ਔਰ ਦੀ ਅਟੈਂਸ਼ਨ, ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਦੀ ਐਸੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ. ਯੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਯੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ. ਵੈਨ ਯੂ just like the magnet attracts the iron when the iron comes in the range of the magnet, in the same way, when the disciple comes in the range of the master always at once pulls him up.
Paramatma samundar hai, guru usi lehar hai, atma boond hai, aur jad boond lehar de naal mil jandi hai, oh bhi samundar vich chali jandi hai. ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਹਿਰਾਂ ਉੱਠਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਆਖਰ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਸਮਾ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ. ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਵਸਤੂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਲਹਿਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਸਮਾ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ. ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਉਸ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਰੂਪੀ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਲਹਿਰ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ. ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜ ਲਾਂਗੇ, ਉਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ 'ਤੇ ਸਵਾਰ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਵੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਸ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਹੀ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਐਨ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਵੇਵ in the ocean, and our soul is like the drop. So when the drop surrenders itself to the wave takes the drop and makes it one with the ocean. When you know that when anything is surrendered to the wave of the ocean takes that thing to the bottom of the sea, to the bottom of the ocean. In the same way, the Master has come into this world from God Almighty, like the waves are created from within the ocean and finally they go back into the ocean. So in the same way, the Master has come from within God Almighty, and if we surrender our soul to Him, then He takes it to the ocean, He takes it to God Almighty, and He makes us one with Him.
तू पे सुरत स्वरूप है रहो गुरु की लार नैनन में गुर रूप है तू नैन उघार
स्वामी जी महाराज कहते हैं ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੂਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਉਹ ਤੇਰੇ ਨੇੜੇ ਹੀ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਤੇਰੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਵਸਦਾ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਖੋਲ.
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਫਾਰਮ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਟ ਫਾਰ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਯੂ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਨੀਅਰ ਯੂ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਆਈਜ਼, ਐਟ ਲੀਸਟ ਯੂ ਓਪਨ ਦੀ ਆਈਜ਼.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਗੁਰੂ ਵਸੇ ਬਨਾਰਸੀ ਸਿੱਖ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਤੀਰ, ਇੱਕ ਪਲ ਵਿਛੜੇ ਨਾਹੀਂ ਜੇ ਹੋਵੇ ਜੇ ਗੁਣ ਹੋਏ ਸਰੀਰ.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਈਵਨ ਇਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਲਿਵਸ ਅਕ੍ਰੋਸ ਦੀ ਓਸ਼ਨ, ਈਵਨ ਇਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਲਿਵਸ ਔਨ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਸਾਈਡ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਲਿਵਸ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਸਾਈਡ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਓਸ਼ਨ, ਨਾਟ ਈਵਨ ਫਾਰ ਅ ਮੋਮੈਂਟ ਡਸ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਫੋਰਗੈਟ ਹਿਮ ਇਫ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਹੈਜ਼ ਦ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ.
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਸੰਤ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਗੁਰੂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਦੂਰ ਨੇੜੇ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਫਰਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਗਾ, ਜਦ ਯਾਦ ਕਰੋ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕੋਲੇ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਫਾਰ ਅ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਸੇਂਟ, ਫਾਰ ਅ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਦ ਡਿਸਟੈਂਸ ਡਸ ਨਾਟ ਮੇਕ ਐਨੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ. ਇਟ ਡਸ ਨਾਟ ਮੈਟਰ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਫਾਰ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਯੂ ਔਰ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਨੀਅਰ ਯੂ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲੀ, ਵੈਨ ਐਵਰ ਯੂ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਹਿਮ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਬਾਈ ਯੋਰ ਸਾਈਡ.
ਨੈਨਨ ਮੇ ਗੁਰ ਰੂਪ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਨੈਨ ਉਘਾਰ ਸਰਵਨ ਮੇ ਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ ਸੁਨ ਗਗਨ ਪੁਕਾਰ.
ਹੁਣ ਅਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਵਾਜੇ ਵਜਾ ਕੇ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸੁਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਦਿਲ 'ਚ ਖਿਆਲ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਸ਼ੈਤ ਬੋਲਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸੁਣਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ. ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਮੁੱਲਾ ਮਨਾਰੇ ਕਿਆ ਚੜੇ ਸਾਈ ਨਾ ਬਹਿਰਾ ਹੋਏ ਜਾ ਕਾਰਨ ਤੂੰ ਬਾਂਗ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਹੀ ਵੀਤਰ ਜੋਏ.
ਨਾਉ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਪਲੇਇੰਗ ਦ ਮਿਊਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਇੰਸਟਰੂਮੈਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਟਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਗੋਡ ਹੀਅਰ ਦੈਟ, ਵੀ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਐਜ਼ ਇਫ ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਡੈਫ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਹੀਅਰ ਵਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ. ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ, ਓ ਮੁੱਲਾ, ਵਾਈ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਗੈਟ ਅਪ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਿਨਾਰੇਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਈ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਸ਼ਾਊਟਿੰਗ ਸੋ ਲਾਊਡ? God Almighty, who is sitting within you, He knows that why you are calling for Him. He is not deaf. He knows everything what you want from Him.
Aap pyar na kehnde hai ki oh nede to nede awaaz tere kanna vich danda hai, bhai jaag, main tenu lain vaste aaya hai, tu idhar aa, tera rasta meri awaaz de piche hai, tu ture aa.
He says that He is calling you at the place which is nearer than the nearest. He is calling you in your within. He says that I am calling you, and this is your path. You follow me, you come behind me.
ਲੇਕਿਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸਾਡੀ ਕੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਹੈ, ਸੁੱਤੀ ਪਈ ਨਾ ਭਾਗ, ਸਭ ਸੁਣੇ ਨਾ ਬਾਂਗਾ ਕੋਈ, ਜੋ ਜਾਗੇ ਸੋਈ ਸੁਣੇ, ਸਾਈ ਸੰਧੀ ਸੋਏ.
ਬਟ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅਵਰ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਐਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਅਨਫੋਰਚੁਨੇਟ ਆਰ ਦ ਵਨਸ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਸਲੀਪਿੰਗ, ਐਵਰੀਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਸਲੀਪਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਦ ਮੋਸਟ ਅਨਫੋਰਚੁਨੇਟ ਵਨਸ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਹੀਅਰ ਦ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ. ਓਨਲੀ ਦ ਫੋਰਚੁਨੇਟ ਵਨਸ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਅਵੇਕ ਹੀਅਰ ਦ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ.
ਸਰਵਨ ਮੇ ਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ, ਸੁਨ ਗਗਨ ਪੁਕਾਰ, ਰਾਧਾ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਕਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਯਹ ਮਾਰਗ ਸਾਰ, ਜੋ ਜੋ ਮਾਨੇ ਪਾਗ ਸੇ ਸੋ ਉਤਰੇ ਪਾਰ.
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਜਦ ਵੀ ਸੰਤ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ, ਉਹ ਹੋਕਾ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਸੁਰਤ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦਾ ਜੋ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਹੈ ਇਹੀ ਸਾਰ ਸੱਚਾ ਰਸਤਾ ਹੈ, ਸਾਰੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇਹ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਰਸਤਾ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਮਿਲਣ ਦਾ. ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਭਾਗ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ, ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਭਾਗ ਜਾਗ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਫੈਸਲਾ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਰਗਾਹ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਜਾਗ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ.
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨਐਵਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਦੇ ਗਿਵ ਆਊਟ ਦਿਸ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਟਰੂ ਪਾਥ ਥਰੂ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਅਚੀਵ ਦ ਲਿਬਰੇਸ਼ਨ. ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ, ਦੋਜ਼ ਪੀਪਲ ਫਾਰ ਹੂਮ ਇਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਡਿਸਾਈਡਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਕੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਬੈਕ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਸਫਰਿੰਗ ਵਰਲਡ ਅਗੇਨ, ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਫਾਰ ਹੂਮ ਇਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਡਿਸਾਈਡਡ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਗੈਟ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਦ ਮੋਸਟ ਫੋਰਚੁਨੇਟ ਵਨਸ. They hear that message given out by the perfect masters. They come to him and they take advantage and they get the initiation from them.
We'll close our satsang with Sanchi's bhajan, Merde Datta Ji Suno Benati, on page 187. O my giver, listen to my plea. After hearing, accept my plea. I make this request. Listen to my prayers. Listen to my prayers. May I not forget you ever. Take me to the shore, O giver, take me to the shore. This honorless soul does not listen to the bani. She does not listen to the bani. She has become homeless. She is in your shelter, O giver, she is in your shelter. The negative power has laid the traps. He has laid the traps and the heart is terrified. Without you, who can remove the pain? O giver, without you, who can remove the pain? Becoming gracious, listen to my condition, O Kripalji. Give me the treasure of Nam and make me rich. Servant Ajab prays. O giver, servant Ajab prays. O my giver, listen to my plea. After hearing, accept my plea. Merde Datta Ji Suno Benati, page 187.
Merde Datta Ji Suno Benati. Merde Datta Ji Suno Benati. Karo Mane Jora Karo mane chora sun ke penati. Are chagu jara sunelo pukara, sunelo pukara, kadina visara. Are chagu jara sunelo pukara, sunelo pukara, kadina visara. Lavo para kinare, Datta lavo para kinare. Mere Datta ji suno benati. Mere data ci sono benati, caro manecio sono che benati, caro manecio sono che benati, Atamani mani sunatina pani sunatina pani hoi heni tani Atamani mani sunatina pani sunatina pani Hoi heni tani, ho ga e tere sahare, data ho ga e tere sahare, mere data ci sono beneti. Mere data ci sono beneti, caro manecio sono che beneti, caro manecio sono che beneti. Kala pawarane jala vichaye jala vichaye tilakabaraye kala pawarane jala vichaye jala vichaye Dile kabaraye, tere bina duka kaunetare. Data tere bina duka kaunetare. Mere data ji suno beneti. Mere data ji suno beneti, caro manecio suno che beneti, caro manecio suno che beneti. Hoi che dayala hala suno kira palaci, namna deka jane devo caro malo malaci. Hoi che dayala hala suno kira palaci, Nama kecha chane devo karo malo malachi. Dasa ajaiba pukare. Data dasa ajaiba pukare. Mere data ji suno beneti. Mere data ji suno beneti. Caro manecio suno che beneti. Caro manecio
O my giver, listen to my plea. After hearing, accept my plea. May God bless us all.